A couple of weeks ago, another rocket blasted off for what I referred to as a joyride into space. It has no real scientific purpose other than to allow some rich people to experience what few others are able to. Well, one of those passengers that day was William Shatner. Apparently, though, he was very moved by his experience. In fact, after landing back down on Earth, in his interview, he sounded somewhat philosophical. In escaping the atmosphere of Earth, he ventured into the blackness of space. And he was moved by the emptiness and lifelessness of space as he gazed back down on a planet of blue that he knew was filled with life. Imagine your entire life living in blackness, unable to see. That's what the man in our gospel today was experiencing. And he said to the Lord, "I want to see." Unfortunately, our helper tonight, Father Vu, doesn't want to hear because he told me to keep the homily short. But Bartimaeus was looking for more than 20/20 eyesight. He was looking for insight. And he received both. Jesus restored his sight, and Bartimaeus ended up following Jesus on the way, becoming a disciple. When we are sick, whether it's from a physical ailment or a psychological problem or just weakness and pains due to aging, we come face to face with the limitations of our humanity. And that causes a lot more than just bodily or psychological distress. On one level, there is certainly physical pain and weakness. Cancer, diabetes, congestive heart failure, COVID cause changes to our bodies and hardship in our lives. And on another level, there is that whole emotional anguish, causing a change in lifestyle, perhaps, a feeling of self-consciousness, maybe even embarrassment, sometimes a sense of despair. Will this COVID pandemic forever ever pass us? Will it ever go away? And on a third level, there is spiritual distress, anxiety, a sense of desolation, maybe worthlessness. What did I do to deserve this? And certainly doubt. Where is God in my suffering? And those feelings give us insight into ourselves, a glimpse into our souls. When we find ourselves in spiritual darkness, we are able to turn to God when our human strength is lacking. And that's why we celebrate the anointing of the sick. For some, we hope it will bring physical comfort. For others, certainly emotional strength. But for all, it will bring a realization that Christ walks with us in our need, always at our side. We are never alone, especially in times of greatest need. And he invites us to follow courageously on the path that leads to renewed life.